Well, the Shire actually about 6-7 years ago, I think it was, they heard about the desalination plant that at the time Morton Seed and Grain were going to install, and they looked at it as an opportunity to use some of this desalinated water, and they went down with a project called Food and Fibre Hub, and they applied for federal funding, which they missed out on, and so they've been sort of toying with the idea for a number of years. Now, the desalinator has taken a number of years to be installed, and that's now been put in and has been, it's sort of operational, but probably by the end of the month it'll be fully operational. And so we're now looking at aquaponics, and we're applying for a state grant to try and get it off the ground. We've been talking with Curtin University, and the aquaponics will include fish and leafy green things, herbs, spinach, kale, those sort of things. So we're going to start off small, and then as we refine the project or get better at it, we will expand it into a bigger enterprise, and hopefully someone will come along and take it up and run with it. We've got a lot of water that we can use, so we're not just going to try and restrict ourselves to the aquaponics, but if anyone has a need for water and they want to grow something, we're quite happy to come and talk to them.
So aquaponics, I've heard of aquaculture. Can you explain what that is?
I'm not 100% sure, but my understanding is it's just vegetables growing in water with nutrients in the water. And so they're very clean vegetable, no dirt. And the nutrients go back into the fish, and the fish then, you know, fertilise the water, and that goes back through the aquaponics again, or the trays of water, and fertilises the fish. So fertilises the green veggie. So, yeah, it's quite a interesting system.
Yeah, and so you're saying leafy greens and herbs.
Herbs, yeah.
What type of fish?
We're talking about barramundi at the moment. They'll be raised in freshwater, and then they'll be turned off into a brine, so it gives them a bit more of a taste, a salty taste. Yeah, so I think they're in the ponds for about 6 months. And, yeah, they'll grow quite well because of the warm climate down here anyway, so... it's an interesting project, and I look forward to hopefully something coming of it.
Absolutely. So obviously having access to a lot of water from this desalination plant makes this project viable. Why else are you looking at exploring aquaponics?
It's really just a job opportunity for the community, and also to diversify instead of being solely reliant on farming, which this community always will be, but it just adds another string to the bow, so to speak, where there's something else for other people and another business in the community. So
now these sorts of projects require particular expertise. Where are you going to source those skills?
Getting that from Curtin University. There's a professor there, Janet Bornman, and she's very up with aquaponics, and there's a number of people at the Curtin University that are very well known in the aquaponics field, and we're talking to them to pick their brain, so to speak, and they're coming on board as well. So we've got the expertise there to do it, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
We're talking to Peter Webster, the CEO of the Wagen Shire, down at the Wagen Woolarama this morning for a live broadcast of the Rural Report. And we're talking about the potential of aquaponics here in Wagen. Now, Peter, I wonder, are you expecting local farmers to get involved in this, or will this attract people from outside of Wagen to come in and explore this new venture?
I don't think the farmers will. I think it's more of a venture for people that may be coming in with the expertise, but I'm hoping that some of the local young kids have got an alternative to farming, is that they can go to aquaculture or even maybe horticulture or greenhouses if we go down those tracks at a later date. So, I just think it's just another option for the community and the youth of the community to have another sort of job.
And will the produce and fish be sold locally? Or
We probably initially, because we won't be producing a lot. So initially we'll be looking at it, shed door type thing or the local supermarkets. And then as the thing progresses into a larger venture, which we hope it does, then we'll look at bigger markets and go from there.
And what kind of time frame are we looking at with this sort of project?
I'm hoping that it'll be sort of by Christmas next year. 18 months, yeah.
When the first project will be up and running.
Yeah, when it's running.
Mm. And what kind of scale are you looking at down the track?
Initially, we'll only be having, I'll call them two trays. They'll probably be about 4 or 5 metres wide by 10 metres long. And I would imagine after a period of time, the end product will probably be about 10 of those trays, and they should produce quite a lot.
Mm. Mm. Now, Bridget Fitzgerald and I were in the Wagen area in October last year talking about water issues. Now with this desalination plant and the access to a lot of water, what does that mean for the entire community as well as this aquaponics project?
Mm. Oh, it's changed the complexion of everything. The Shire itself were reliant on rainwater for keeping our ovals green and all of those sort of things. Well, now we've got a regular, reliable source of water. So we're looking at taking a lot of our parks off scheme water and putting them onto this desalinated water, and plus the water we catch from the rain. So, you know, there'll be very good cost savings with the cost of water, plus using less scheme water for our ovals and things like that. So, yeah, it's very good quantity of supply of water we're going to have. And, you know, I think we've got to thank Unigrain and probably Johnny Morton for their forethought some time ago.
And farmers will have access to that water as well?
Oh, yeah. No, they've got access in dry times, yeah. There we've got a couple of big tanks we got through the Department of Water located in town, and they can go in there and top up for, you know, chemical or stock water or whatever. It's not potable, but, you know, they can use it for farms use. Hmm.